7 o'clock, Paul.
It's what?
1 minute. Well, the computers say 7.
Yeah, that's right. The computer says 7.
The computer says 7. That's what he's
doing. Computer
going
must be right.
He just said it was 7. Anyway, my name is Ralph Dantino. I'm alderman in the 5th Ward, and I'll be chairing the COW meeting tonight, the Committee of the Whole. And for the record, all aldermen except for Alderman Vogelsberg are here tonight. And there's nothing on the consent agenda. Oh, yeah, there is. Approve the minutes of the whole for May 14th. So
moved.
Motion by Alderman Flanagan, second by Alderman Kilberg. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
None opposed? Motion passes 9-0. So we'll move to the items of business. I don't know if you have anything to say yet.
I do not. Thank
okay. Recommend approval of requests by breakaway events for use of the city right-of-way, street closures, and city services for Milray Cycling Criterium, Sunday, July 8th, 2012. Need a motion?
Second.
Motion by Alderman Cummings, second by Alderman Flanagan. Any questions from the dais? Maladra, I'm sorry. You look just like her. Sox fans, I get them.
That's right, that's right. It's
get
the
them
Sox fans.
Any questions from the dais? Alderman Marks?
Chairman, just a quick question here. I noticed that it says the breakaway events is aware that they will be responsible for the police and fire department staffing costs, but there's an estimated cost of $4,000 to $5,000, and it says budgeted. No, that's not coming. The city is not paying anything for this, are they? Or
no,
okay.
That's the estimated
sure.
cost.
That's the
for
estimated
the
cost for them. I just wanted to clarify that.
And
that was my
I think
only
we
question.
Just received a sponsor this last week.
Okay.
Mill Race Cyclery is sponsoring the event, I believe. Questions from the audience? I know there's a few. Please, one at a time, raise your hands, and I'll acknowledge you, and you can step up to the podium. Mike Simon, come up to the podium.
Did Paul make any kind of presentation, or is everybody up to speed on?
Do you need to make a presentation, Paul?
I was just going to mention a couple things.
Go ahead, please do.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
okay.
I forgot about that. Sorry.
No problem. As you mentioned, thank you, Chairman Dantino and Alderman. The Breakaway Events is the group that has performed the bike race the last 2 years, and they've approached us with an event application to bring the race back to 3rd Street, where they had it in 2010, the first year. And last year they had moved it over. We moved it over a block from 4th Street to 7th Street. And so they're coming with a request, obviously, post no parking signs, close the roads necessary for the course itself. The race is proposed to be on July 8th, start about 10 o'clock, the first race, and go to about 9 p.m. that day. They'll have 7 races. And a criterium, unlike a road race, is they just go around in a circle, and they do as many laps as necessary for their category. And a road race is kind of go way out and come back, and maybe you make a couple of laps on that. And they're expecting between 500 to 700 riders over the course of the day in 7 races, in the 7 races they'll have, and they expect a crowd as much as 5,000 to attend over the course of the day. Obviously, we require a certificate of insurance from them, and they have a waiver. And again, one of the things that we had them do this year was also to survey the businesses and find out where that was. They have presented a survey. There are some questions on some of the, whether it's the support, who they talk to, and I'll let the residents, the people here speak with that.
And so is it not a good idea to have the race people do the survey?
Well, I think a lot of people do their own petition, and that's why people challenge it. If something isn't right, then that's what they need to clean up. But I don't know anybody. I mean, I guess what the city could do a survey, I guess, in the stead.
Takes a lot of
it. But right, you know, and so us. But I think it's typical that somebody that's for something goes out and gets names on a petition. Now, if somebody says, "No, I didn't say that. I didn't do that," that's fair game, you know. So, but with that, they have made their submission also to Kane County. At King County for the courthouse and the 6th Street School, so they can utilize both of those facilities, both for racer parking to try to keep the racers parked in the within the King County facility, and then 6th Street School is any parking for residents that need to come and go from the course, that's overflow. And then tonight in talking with St. Mark's Church, we might also ask that the parking lot there at Fulton and 4th around that area be just reserved for the St. Mark's parishioners that day, too. So just to ease that, I mean, usually the earlier races, they're not as busy, and so it's not as much of a problem. But if that will help, that's one of the coordination things. That's what they need to do. With that, basically ready to just address any of the questions. We got the schedule, the race course, the parking, whatever, you know, any logistics questions you need, we can address that.
And the gentleman from the bike race, I don't see them here, so they're...
Yes, there's some people that are helping support and organize it. I'm not exactly sure the organizers.
Yeah, we can, and I think if you have any questions, we can...
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you. So let's go back to Mike Simon again. Sorry about that, Mike.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Ralph.
State your name and address.
Okay.
Although we know it.
That's okay. Mike Simon, 614 Easton Avenue in Geneva. Although I don't object to the idea of a bike race in Geneva this summer, this year's change of date from Saturday to Sunday and change of venue from 4th Street to 3rd Street has not been thought through thoroughly and is not being put forth in an even-handed, straightforward manner. After last year's race, a survey of downtown merchants found that there was very little or no opposition to the race as it was held last year on a Saturday and with a route that went from 4th Street to 7th Street. This year, with the twofold change from Saturday to Sunday and with the route changing to include 3rd Street, the landscape is different. First, the interests of Geneva's downtown churches are not being taken into account. I spoke with Reverend Mark Tuscan at St. Mark's Episcopal Church last week, and he was unaware of any of this. Here's a note I received from Father Mark on May 25th after our conversation. Thanks for the heads up. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be there Tuesday night. I did have a long talk with Paul on Friday and said my impression was that the churches would be as frustrated with this as the businesses have been, and that just as the businesses didn't wind on Saturday, the churches don't wind on Sunday unless they move the route from 3rd to 4th Street, which would then allow St. Mark's and the Lutherans and Unitarians to have easy access. I invited Paul to observe traffic there on a Sunday morning so that he's aware of what the churches generate. And St. Mark's, I know, generates between 300 and 350 people. And I heard Paul say that he recommended that the 4th Street lot on Fulton be open for St. Mark's, but that's on the route, so it can't be open by nature. I first became aware of the proposed change in date and venue on April 26th. When another merchant, my friend Jamie Blandy of Serenity Jewelers, was visited by Andy Garrison, who told her the race was being moved back to 3rd Street and asked if she wanted to buy advertising announcements over the PA system during the race. Not knowing about the race, she asked me what I knew of it. Since I hadn't heard anything of it, I went to the International Cycling website and found the City of Geneva's logo with the city listed as a sponsor of this year's race on their homepage, with the date and the new route already detailed. I emailed Ellen DeVita and asked about this. She replied, quote, "We've told the bike race organizers that their website should say tentative, but they have not listened to this request or advice," unquote. Ellen went on to explain that the bike race organizers were directed to survey affected businesses to get their reaction to the date and route change. To me, as someone just mentioned, that's akin to asking the fox to survey the chickens to see how they like having the fox in their coop. It wasn't until more than a week later that I got a call from Paul asking for confirmation that my partner, Al Rosenthal, had told the Garrisons that Little Traveler was in favor of the change of date and route. He had said no such thing, and I told Paul that. Nonetheless, Little Traveler is listed on your spreadsheet as having, quote, "no opinion," unquote. In fact, we are listed twice, for we're also listed under Atrium Cafe. So we get two votes, and they're both recorded incorrectly. I also see that St. Mark's Church is listed as a supporter. But I can't speak for Father Mark, but I don't think his letter sounds like one of support. I'm a businessman, and I take my business's reputation very seriously. If someone was telling people they represented the Little Traveler, even though I had told them not to, and they were doing it for their own financial gains, I would very simply not do business with them. The Garrisons have been asserting to the business community that they represent the City of Geneva, and they're selling ad space, purporting to have the city's blessing. Ellen DeVita has asked them to stop doing this, and they have not. In fact, even now, the City of Geneva is listed on the International Cycling website as a sponsor of the event. So my questions are, number one, what are the plans to accommodate Geneva's worshipers on Sunday morning? Number two, how many and what percentage of the affected businesses, residents, and churches have been surveyed, not by the garrisons, but by unbiased members of city staff, and what do they say? And number three, why isn't the race being run on the same route and day as last year when comments were overwhelmingly favorable? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Finally, I have a big issue with International Cycling using the city's good reputation to falsely assert that this race, which we're discussing tonight, has been a done deal for over a month and have been advertising it as such, using the city's credibility to misrepresent the public, especially when they've been told to stop. If they're ignoring the city before their request is approved, when one would think they'd want to make a strong impression, what leverage do you think the city will have if the event is approved as proposed? Thanks.
Mike, I can address a couple of things. First of all, I think Jamie's here to speak for herself, I believe, and I forgot your name, but the Reverend from St. Mark's is also here.
Oh, good.
So he's going to come up, and I know we talked to Paul for about 15 minutes. And I did reread your email this afternoon, and I think the last thing you said in that email that you sent to the floor, Alderman, was that you hoped it wasn't a precursor to moving it back to Saturday or something like that. I don't remember the exact words, so I guess I'll have to defer to Paul to answer your questions as far as that. So, Paul, I think the three questions were plans.
Okay.
And by the way, Mike, it is tentative because we have not approved it yet.
Right.
Yeah.
The only thing I wanted to correct from what Mike had said there is I don't take any credit for the survey. I asked them to do the survey. I give them a list of all the businesses. I give them a list of all the contact names of the people that we have for those businesses. I will say when Mike had sent us a letter stating his concerns with this, it was on the survey as listing Little Travelers supported this. So I inquired with the organizers what the deal was, and they said they had talked to another business partner with that. So I had called him up, Mr. Rosenthal, I believe, and I had called him up to say, you know, you signed this, but it doesn't really state whether you support this or not. Would you please tell me? And Mike was there, and he handed the phone to Mike, and then say, Mike, you know who I am? And I said, I'm asking for the survey. You're listed as supporting it. And I said, with your letter, I don't think that's the case. For your opinion, do you support it? Do you not support it? Or do you have no opinion? He says, Paul, my business is closed that day. I have no opinion. You know, and I said, well, Mike, that's all I want to know. I will take credit for saying no opinion because that's what I was told. And it said, you know, so as far as what he says, I support the race. I don't necessarily support the organizers on how they were doing it. You know, so that's what I'll stand by. The rest of it, it's what, you know, I have from the organizers. You know, and then address, if you would like to hear the other residents speak, and then if you want me to address some of these, the route or the thing, I mean, either
whatever
way,
you want to do that
whatever
first?
Works. So whatever order you would like me to go in.
You go ahead while you're standing there.
Okay, so I guess if Mike could tell me, what was the first category?
Percentage of businesses that were notified?
How many of the businesses were actually talked to by somebody other than the bike organizers?
Well, for the survey,
right?
For the survey itself, I mean, other than if we talked to them directly, that was it. You know, other than that, I mean, it's their survey, and we looked at it to see, you know, did you cover everybody? What was the opinion? But no, I didn't go out and directly do it unless I had reason, like a letter from you that said said it supported, and you indicated some concerns with that.
Right, but I've talked to others too who said they were listed as being in support where they wouldn't, where they weren't. And their opinions were misrepresented. So the question is, were these the organizers who were marking their votes, or were they people from city staff who theoretically are more unbiased? I think we've gotten a letter from Jane Bryan this afternoon saying her vote was misrepresented.
What?
So is that indicative of more?
No, you know, and I think some of this is communication part of it, and I agree that there's a problem there. But I think in some of these, they had talked to somebody at the location, and that person may have indicated they supported the race. The problem was that person was not the owner of the business. So if you want to say they're both correct, that they may have a survey that indicated somebody in that business indicated that they supported the race, but they're in error that it wasn't the owner of the business necessarily, or it necessarily wasn't the owner's opinion that was being voiced that day. And so their error is not having gone further and find it. Do you represent the business? Are you the owner of this business? Can you speak for the business? You know,
correct.
They were more in there in the survey, and That's their error. I would agree with that.
And the next one was, what was the reason for the route change, I believe?
Well, one of the things we did after the very first year, we said, you know, there were concerns from businesses. And as we did for the first year, we had a lot of meetings regarding that. And we had a downtown merchant meeting, obviously before the race, that we addressed some of those interests, and then after the race. And one of the things after the race is, not really, a lot of the merchants didn't have a good day the first year with that race. It just wasn't. And it indicated such. And so that was a lot of our impetus to move it off of that route. But in doing so, we said, if we had a Sunday and we moved it back, would you support the race? And a majority of the businesses that were in attendance said, yeah, I think Sunday's a slower day for us. Generally, that would help drive business more for us. And so that was the reason we said, if you guys can ever get a Sunday, we would try it again on a Sunday back on 3rd Street. And so that's really where we're at, along with a survey they presented with 75% of the businesses supporting the race.
Does anybody have any questions for Paul while he's up at the podium from the dais?
There was one other question Mr. Simon raised, and that was what accommodations are being made for the religious community with respect to parking?
Well, one of the things that we did, obviously, is have the organizers talk with each of the churches. And they have spoken to the pastors of both of the churches. We're ongoing talks as far as coordination is concerned with the parking and getting in and out of the churches. The Lutheran Church, I believe their service is at 9 o'clock, which will largely be over before the race even starts. And the St. Mark's has a service at 8, 9, and 10:30. And so two of their services, they should be able to have no problem getting in. And the last service, they will have to coordinate getting out of that during the race. So there will be more of a coordination from 10 o'clock on. But those are other things that we can look at.
Accommodate that with policemen to get them across the routes.
Yes, and that's what we can work with both police and the church itself to what accommodations that we can make to make it work better. So,
Alderman Kilberg.
How do you accommodate the parking, though, because I mean, you have parishioners, people attending church, and I'm assuming that a lot of these people fill in around the course, and I mean, are we expecting those attending church services to walk 3 or 4 blocks to be to church?
Well, my experience in the past is that hardly anybody uses any of the Metro parking, so it's if the worst case, it would be a couple of blocks. There is an additional thing that is considered is that the French Market is going on that day as far as being south of the course. One of the areas that we reserved is the 6th Street School. There's plenty of parking there. Now, admittedly, that's a couple blocks away, but if people don't want to wait to get in and out, and it could be, whatever, 5 minutes. It depends on when the break in the race is or between. But in the past, most people have come and gone, and that's what we were talking about. The last 2 years, St. Mark's has had a service, albeit at Saturday night, but at the time it was the busiest of the race. It's the very last race that starts about 5:45, and so either through coordination or of getting through the event.
Well, most churches have their own parking lots, so they could restrict parking there if they wanted to. But like the Unitarian Church, I could see where all their parking is street parking, and that would present a problem for their congregation, I believe, wouldn't it?
Well, Unitarian is two blocks away from the course right now, outside the course, as opposed to both of these.
We had it on 3rd Street. All that space on 2nd Street, as well as around the entire downtown over by the American Legion and so on, all that filled up, didn't it?
Well, last year, you're talking about when it was on 3rd. Yeah, I think it did. I think they began to fill in all those, and I would agree with that. Saturday is, most businesses are open. And with the race going on that day, that was busier, definitely, because you're competing with the customers and the racers for those parking spaces. As the race has grown, we've tried to educate them that the courthouse is where the parking is to try to get them off the course, and then the residence is to park in the Metro area. In walk a block or two.
I think Alderman Hill has his hand up next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Paul, this survey, I want to go back to that. From what I understand, that a group of people, perhaps with a race committee, were surveying all of the downtown businesses that were in this area surrounded by the race route. Is that correct?
Correct.
And did the owners of the businesses, were the owners of the businesses the ones questioned, or was it somebody else, a clerk perhaps?
Yes, it varied by business. And one of the things that we asked is get the name of the person. You know, I gave them who the contact person was.
Yeah.
But if that person wasn't there and they had a clerk or a manager or supervisor there, they asked that person. You know,
they report the names of those persons?
Yes, most of the time they have, you know, I talked to Kenny, I talked to Ed, I talked to Pete, I talked to Debbie, whoever it was, you know, and that was important because it wasn't just a phantom person, you know, making this response. And so I said, make sure you get the name of the person who made the response, especially if it wasn't the contact person.
Yeah. So in other words, the downtown business owner or this contact person that you would name has a name to go to if there was a misunderstanding?
Yes. And then some of them have clarified that a person at their business either spoke and had indicated support for it, and that's not their opinion, or that they didn't say it, you know, whatever.
How many of those occurred?
I've heard about three or four that I've heard a difference of the business doesn't support it, but the name given was a clerk or somebody at the store said, oh, yeah, I support the race, you know. And so what I've seen is I've seen about three or four businesses have said, I don't necessarily, the owner visited by Jane or Mike or somebody has said, I don't support that, or I have some serious questions about it. And somebody else had said that, you know, for my store.
So how many of the business owners or the contact people that you had specified were opposed to the race in this particular day on this particular route?
How many business people?
How many business owners?
Okay.
The contact names that you had provided.
Well, the ones that I know, four businesses had indicated they were against it by the survey.
Okay.
And another three or four had said that they were listed as either supporting it or no opinion and are actually against it as having no support. And so, you know, it's something like right now it would be something like 38 to 8 or 38 to 10 in favor of the race. I mean, even with some correction on it, it's not just one or two people difference in this race right now. And again, you know, people have other concerns with that. But
approximately 10% then.
Alderman Hill, that was the reason for my initial question is whether we should let the bike race people do the survey or we should, but I believe Paul spent 160 hours.
I have before.
On the 2 years ago survey, so it's whether we want to devote him to 160 hours of making those contacts or let the survey people, and obviously we got some fault in that survey because the clerk at the store said okay, but that wasn't necessarily the.
And we can, you know, in the future, obviously, one of the things is to start earlier, and the other thing is to do, we can improve the type of surveying done, you know, and say, send it to the owner and get the owner's opinion, not necessarily calling on a phone and just asking somebody that answers the phone for an opinion. I agree with that. That could be tidied up.
Okay. Does that take care of you, Salmon?
Yes, thank you.
Alderman Flanagan?
Back to the church, if I may. I just wanted to, you made a comment, Mr. Evans, that you said that the race could maybe accommodate the church. Do you mean that they would stop the race or they would have to reschedule their races around?
In time they could, but definitely accommodation I mean is that while the race is going on, they get a break, they can move cars through, they can, sometimes the race could be delayed or started. There may be a gap.
That's what I was wondering.
Yes.
That's why
and sometimes you don't know how fast the race will be. It could be quick. It could be, you know, it's slower. But, I mean, in general, that's going to be some of the coordination factor that they can do. And the other thing is, the main thing is communication. What's going to happen and when? And then where's the points to get in and out of the course? And does it make more sense as you as an individual? Would you rather park and walk a couple blocks, or would you rather wait for, you know, a five-minute interval or something like that to get through? So, you know, those are some things. The race organizer, Andy Garrison, is here. And did you say you have something that you – okay.
We'll talk to
okay.
him in a minute, Paul. But
is that what you, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
talk
that.
Talk to him in a minute, but I just want to make sure everybody at the diocese.
Yeah, that's my only concern about.
Then I do want to have the Reverend from St. Mark's come up and make sure his concerns were addressed. I talked to him before the meeting. I'm sorry, I forgot your name, but come on up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's called. Mr. Chairman, my name is the Reverend Deacon Steve Lowe, and I live on Regency Court in Pepper Valley. I talked to Father Mark this afternoon, and his first comment was, he said, we want to be a team player with the city on this event. Okay? In previous events, especially the concourse, the Geneva Concourse, you know, we lose part of Franklin Street. We lose part of our parking. But the city has been very accommodating in allowing us to use the parking lot. If I just draw the look to the map, and I wish I had a corner. On our Sunday morning, we fill up the parking lot for our 9 o'clock service. Then we use the parking lot across the street at the Little Traveler. Then we have people parking on Franklin, parking on 4th Street, in and out of that area. So for me, we probably will not have a problem at the 9 o'clock service, assuming we have a gap on the race. The difficulty that we will have is our second service starts at 10:30. Our second service at 9 will get over about 10:15. So you can imagine, you know, it's like at an airport. You have a plane coming in, you got to turn the airplane around to get the next flight out. Our analogy is we've got a parking lot. We have parking around the church. People have got to get in their cars, get out and get the new parishioners in. I would find it inconvenient for me, if I was a parishioner, to park my car at 6th Street at the school and walk 2 or 3 blocks to church, when I've been accustomed to pulling in a parking lot somewhere very close to the parish. But again, Father Mark says, we want to be a team player with the city and make sure you have and the organizers have a successful race, but making sure that we're not impacted on that Sunday morning.
And was your conversation with Paul satisfactory to support?
From my perspective, because I have parked in the parking lot for the Geneva Concourse, they had the street blocked.
Yeah.
Whoever has been there in terms of the city police have been very helpful, okay? If we get that kind of support on that Sunday morning so you can move cars in and out rapidly between the races or between laps, it should work, okay?
Okay. Well, you let us know if you have any problems. Then.
Well, I already told him that. I said, if we have problems on a Sunday, don't expect any kind of support the next time you ask for a Sunday.
Understood. I hear you. Yeah. I can't say that. Yeah, come on.
On the average, okay, we run about 150 for our 9 o'clock service and about 125 for the 10:30 service. So you can imagine
so
a number of cars.
So there's about 200 cars going each way, yeah, 200
Less
people.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Jamie, did you want to say something?
Yes.
Come on up to the podium.
Hi, my name is Jamie Belandi. I'm owner of Serenity Jewelry. I'm located at 226 and 228 South 3rd Street. So I'm right on the corner of Franklin and 3rd.
And you are open on Sunday?
Yep, 7 days a week. 2 years ago when this race took place down 3rd, I was very excited about it. So we put a tent out in the front yard of our store, and I had extra staff, and we were giving away free water because I, was assuming there was going to be a lot of people, and there were a fair amount of people. Unfortunately, we had one sale that day. And it was from a lady who bought a bracelet because I had given her dog some water. And when she had come into the store to get checked out. And as I was ringing her up, she said, hurry up. She said, because if my son sees me in here, he will be very upset because he was a racer. So that was, we were open the entire time. We had one sale. The next year, when you moved it over, our sales increased by 300%, which is, we were back to normal numbers. So now coming back on 3rd again, I'm not for it. And as far as the survey, I don't know what anybody is talking about because I was never asked the question. And my staff who work for me would never say that they were in favor of it because they've worked for me. All of them have worked for me for a long time and very much know how I feel about this topic. So there would be no miscommunication there.
Let me stop you. Anybody have the survey? What does it say for them?
It says that you were against it.
No support.
They were? Okay. So your staff.
So do you know who answered the, do you know which one of your staff
answered negatively? I don't know, but at least they answered it correctly. So, I mean, I'm just here to state fact for you as a merchant, and I have been a merchant for, this is my eighth year on Third. So I absolutely have no problem with it being when it was a block over or whatever, because actually we did get some traffic then. But I was under that tent for the entire time, so I got to watch the race and watch the people who are there to visit or to watch the race. That's their purpose, is there to watch. They're not there to shop. They're not there to shop. I mean, obviously, the one woman who did buy for me the one day, I mean, she didn't want anyone to see her shopping. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much.
Any
questions for Jamie? Okay, thank you. Does anybody else have any comments about? Come on up to the podium, state your name and address. I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
I'm Jane Briner.
No, I do.
Hi. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Anyhow, okay. I'm harmless.
I am sorry I'm late, but I came in late. But anyhow.
You're not late. You're okay. Right on time.
I'm here representing shops at 127 on South 3rd Street. We consist of 24 businesses. And we are opposed to any non-retail event that closes the downtown 3rd Street. I also understand that the bike race is not a chamber or a city promotion. Since it comes with street closures from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday, July 8, it is detrimental to the health of the downtown business district. It appears to be held on this, it appears if this is going to go forth, it will be held on the second and sometime largest shopping day of the week. Shoppers at 127 were approached by the promoters. The shops at 127 was approached by the promoters when I was not present. Debbie Burgess stated she had no authority to make decisions that like they were asking of her and suggested they contact me. They asked her name and left. I was never contacted. And yet the spreadsheet that I just saw this, because I was hollering on Friday, stated that I was for this race. I can tell you I am adamantly opposed to it, and that is not truthful. Debbie has been with us for 15 years. People know her reputation to be very honorable, and she never makes decisions for me without telling me and saying, I did right or I did wrong, but this time she told them she had no authority to do that. I have to ask what kind of people promote this event and to what measure they will go to see that it happens. The credibility of the spreadsheet is in question because you have someone standing before you strongly opposed, and yet you're being told, I am for it. I ask the council to continue to be diligent of the business community and what it has gone through with the economy. We will survive, but we will need the watchful eye of our elected officials. I cannot understand the willingness to forgo revenue directly related to a special interest group. The first year this bike race was held on 3rd Street, cut our sales by 3/4 on that Saturday. The next year, even though it was moved to 4th, it cut the sales by about half. Why must I return every year in an effort to defend my business? I also am not for it because of the sparse attendance I have observed from both sides of this race. I live in the district that is blocked off. I counted the number of spectators last year in my neighborhood during the mid-afternoon, and there were only 20 at the most, and most of the time less than that, because I had to trip to a bridal shower and I had to go 6 blocks, no big deal, but I happened to count as I went along. Essentially, I knew most of them because they were my neighbors. You as a governing body for the city will continue to hurt businesses if you allow special interest groups to occupy and impair the commerce of your business district. I can't imagine another town, a mall, a commons, or whatever, allowing this to happen and hurting the commerce that goes on that day. Thank you for your time, and that's it.
I got some questions for you, and
okay.
I'm sure some of the other people might, but you're 27 stores?
Not 27 stores. I'm 127 South 3rd Street.
What, how many stores did you say? It was just your own, right?
It's 24 tenants.
24 tenants.
Mm-hmm.
So they all have separate businesses?
They have separate businesses. They're leased, and there's no dividers, no nothing that's illegal.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm wondering if that's 20.
Just making sure.
I didn't even cross my mind, but maybe it should have.
I've actually got emails from their vote. I didn't bring them with me. I ran out of the house because I was late, and
I was just wondering if that should be 24 votes or one
well,
vote.
Well, actually, that would be your choice, but I have probably 12 votes right now that are still no, but I haven't got them with me, but we'll deliver them tomorrow if you want them.
It's not okay. necessary, but unless somebody else wants to see that, but I don't need
okay.
to. But okay. I just was wondering how we would count those votes. So obviously, to me, the survey skewed somehow, but so be it. Any questions for Jane while she's up here? Seeing none, I thank you for your comments.
Thank you for your time, sir.
And let it be known the race is not approved as of yet.
Okay, that's nice to know.
Okay. Anybody else from the public? Come on up.
Hello.
Hello. State your name and address.
It's Rob Kelly, 108 South River Lane in Geneva.
Okay.
And I was involved in the race last year in notifying the residents, race day, organization, traffic management, you know, all that stuff with these guys. Not this year. We just passed out flyers, and I'll hope and probably race day, and that's it. But you know, one thing I'd like to say is last year when we passed out the resident notices, it was overwhelmingly positive. There was one person who was kind of on the fence, and then by the time that I left, because I was the one that talked to her, she was like, okay, great, you know, we'll be here, and our neighbors are having a party. And so as far as the residents go, you know, we were asked multiple times, why isn't this on 3rd Street again this year? And I would say, well, you know, the businesses had a concern. And so we moved it a block over. And they said, and, you know, a few of them said, we're not here to serve the businesses. We love it. We're having a block party. We actually canceled our 4th of July trip this year to stay here for this race because we really, really love it. So that's from the business, the residents. And you know, I don't totally feel comfortable speaking on behalf of them, but since Mr. Simon, you know, and I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, spoke on behalf of so many businesses, I feel that I can speak on behalf of the residents as a proponent of this race. And Mr. Simon, are you open on Sunday?
No.
Little Traveler's not open on Sunday. And also, you know, I know Kathy Garrett really well. She's in your business. She manages she's 100% for it. So I think, and in the survey, and I wasn't involved in it, I haven't seen it, I know nothing about it, but, you know, just listening to this, it's sort of skewed to the negative, but, you know, I'm a big proponent of local businesses. As a matter of fact, when my kids had a Webkin addiction, which is an addiction, we went to your store because we didn't want to go to, you know, Target or wherever. We really, really believe in supporting the businesses. When I needed, cufflinks, the other day, I went to your stores and looked around and bought cufflinks. And we also attend St. Mark's, probably not enough. We attend St. Mark's as a family. And
he's checking that out.
So, you know, so I feel a little bit of both. One, I'm a big supporter of the downtown businesses. But two, you know, I've gotten the feedback from the residents, and it's been overwhelmingly positive. And so I just wanted to come up here as a sort of a positive voice, you know, with all of this.
it's a fun event. And if you only saw 20 people, I think it might have been the part of the day. It might have been part of the course you were on, because it can be much larger. I mean, these races these guys put on are sometimes it's a big event, and one that the whole community and business community kind of rally around if it's given time to build. And I think, you know, the other thing is that there are a lot of business owners that I know, you know, Matt Leonard, the guys from Joseph's, Bob Graham, you know, just to name a few that are really into this. They're restaurants and bars, of course, because they get a lot of business at the end of the day. And, you know, the other thing, and you know, as far as you're, you know, getting one sale as opposed to three that day, you know, that's too bad. And Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said it increased 300%.
Yeah, but next year it increased 300%, not three sales.
But you said you got one sale, and then 300% make it three sales.
Volume.
Dollar value. It's actually, that day is 12% of my monthly sales for the month of July. 12%.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to give up 12% of your gross salary for that month?
You know,
I wouldn't
for that day, but I would like to address this, because I wouldn't for that day. And I'm a business owner. I have a business in Geneva, rental property in Geneva. I understand where you're coming from. And like I said, huge supporter of local businesses. We walk downtown. We buy from downtown 100% of the time if we can. And so I appreciate your concern.
It's not
but I would ask you. I understand,
but one
thing that I would ask you and any business owner to consider is, when you have, you know, a couple thousand people come to your town for an event, and there's no way to put a number on this. There's no way to track it. I'm in direct mail.
You're
we try like heck. How many people come back, though, and shop in Geneva and visit Geneva and think,
sir, you need to talk into the microphone.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, I'm saying, what's the residual? How many people come back to Geneva, you know, that visited Geneva?
That's
the problem, you know, and that's kind of what we're up against. And but anyway, I think a few thousand eyes and ears and feet in the streets in Geneva is probably a good thing. The other thing I've noticed from living here for the past 18 years downtown is that that week is dead in Geneva, and the retail is dead in Geneva. Okay, I stand corrected.
Let's not argue anymore.
Yeah, okay, I stand corrected.
We appreciate your comments, Rob.
So, you know, it's a positive thing from, you know, for a lot of the people in the community, for many of the businesses in the community, and I know for many of the residents.
You know, Jamie certainly has her opinion and facts, so I don't think we need to argue.
And I wasn't. She was talking to me first, so I just was answering.
Thank you. I'll leave this to the dais. We're going to hear from the bike promoters. They have showed up now.
I would like to ask some questions of the promoters, if you would.
It's an overwhelmingly yes, so come on up to the podium. And I got some questions for you guys, too. So.
Sure, no problem. Do you want me to address a couple of the things that, like the churches and stuff like that?
Well, I want you to address a couple things for me first.
Sure, go ahead.
Were you notified by the city not to show yourselves as that it was a... Get your name again.
Andy Garrison.
Andy Garrison. You live in Wisconsin, I believe.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay. And you're the president of the...
No, I'm just a member of the bike race organization.
Okay. Were you notified by Ellen, I believe, or Paul that...
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Not to keep promoting the race as a done deal and not to use our logo for supporting
them? I was told I could use the logo. I asked if they wanted it taken down, and I was told in an email I could provide that I should leave it up.
What, and where did that email come from?
I don't know, but I could look it up.
Okay, Paul, you can dispute that later, but go ahead. That was my only question. You may go on then.
Yeah, to clarify, as far as the... Paul had indicated that I should put something on the specific race about it being tentative, I believe. And I had said, Paul, if I do that, we're going to lose a lot of bike riders. So what I prefer to do, is I put above it that the race schedule is under construction and subject to change. And otherwise, if I would have put that the Geneva race was tentative, riders would change their plans for the day. They wouldn't even come. So it would be disastrous. In addition to that, I was going to say I talked to both churches. The I forgot the type of church, the one that's off of 3rd Street. It's just east of 3rd Street. The Unitarian Church. I talked to Pastor Judy Stoffel. She was very supportive. Is that what it is?
I thought you were referring to this one.
Okay. And she had said she was very supportive. In fact, she was going to encourage her parishioners to ride their bikes to church. And she said they were actually going to go over, they were having some sort of meeting about a run that they were sponsoring. They have a 9 a.m. service on Sunday, and that's it. We don't start the race until 10. In addition to that, I did talk to St. Mark's. I had called Marla, and we actually set a meeting with her and met with her personally for an hour and a half, myself, my wife, and Kevin from Milray Cyclery. And I think we identified all the concerns, which I would be concerned if I was them also. And I believe that we came up with some good solutions. And Kevin from Milray had said, you know, that he felt comfortable with the almost 2 minutes between cyclists, that we can get people in and out very easily to their parking lots or to the little traveler lot. So I felt pretty comfortable. I still am going to follow up with both of them. St. Mark's, I think the key to success with this is communication, and we're going to get them a map that shows where their parishioners can enter and exit to get into the interior of the race fairly conveniently. If, you know, I do understand, I'm a small businessman in Milwaukee in a small town called Whitefish Bay. I think I've told you guys that before. We have a race there, too. It's a very similar demographic as Geneva. We have a small number of businesses every year that are against the race also, and they seem to think that it affects them negatively. But I'll tell you, this will be the third year that we do the race here, if you're gracious enough to approve it. But I can tell you, the first year I brought my mother-in-law and my wife to the race in Geneva, we stayed in a hotel overnight, and I can tell you, when I dropped them off and we set up the race, I never saw them again. I had to go look for them after the race, 12 hours later. Never saw them once. I found them in Little Traveler shopping on that Saturday 2 years ago. And I want you to know that when we drove back, we drove to another race on Sunday together after we stayed at a hotel. There was not enough room for my luggage in the trunk because they'd done so much shopping. Her mother is a shopaholic. And I want you to know she's come back here 4 times with her friends, stayed in hotels twice, and gone shopping with multiple friends as a residual effect. If we would not have produced this race, they would have never known about Geneva. They love it. She talks about it all the time. As far as the survey goes, we physically came here on site twice. It was very difficult to track down the ownership. We physically went in. Almost all the businesses, either they were closed if we didn't get to talk to somebody, or the owners weren't there, or they were too busy to talk to us. So we followed up with phone calls on the phone. We specifically tried multiple times to get a hold of the person on the contact sheet. If we were not successful, we asked to speak to an alternative person. In some instances, we were told, you got to talk to this person. And we didn't get any feedback. I really can't defend myself to what 30 parties say, but I can tell you we handled it with integrity. We do what we say. We say what we do. We've done a race here for 2 years. I think our actions speak louder than words as far as we're people of integrity. We don't make promises we can't keep. I think that the board members, et cetera, that have seen us produce the race, we did everything and more we said we were going to do. We're not perfect by any means. We're human beings just like everybody else. But I think our thought is in a great place. We're trying to produce something that's got great redeeming value. I think the feedback from the vast majority of businesses the day after the race, or the day of the races, and the residents was fantastic. This year we've got riders coming in from all over the world again. And we'll have some people that are actually going to leave our race and go to the Olympics following this race, which is really cool. So all I can say is that we hope to be able to do it, and I would ask if you have any specific questions.
Andy, can I call you Andy?
Absolutely.
Isn't one of the problems you got a late start on it this year for us?
It was actually earlier than past years. We did have a late start because we were working on some other races that took inordinate amounts of time. We did not expect to have to do the business survey. In fact, we were told immediately after the first year's race, hey, if you move it to Sunday, there's no issue. We were told all along, if we move it to Sunday, there's no issue. The business survey came up relatively recently, and it was not something that we anticipated, and it took a lot of work. We didn't mind doing it because we want to make sure everybody's happy. And actually, during the survey, I came across some businesses that we didn't know had issues with the first race, and I'm glad we actually did that. It was a great learning experience. And I'll give you one example, Han Bakery. We walked into Han Bakery. The guy almost killed me. Mr. Han was like, oh, but, you know, you guys screwed up my business. You know, people couldn't get, you know, there's no communication, no deliveries, this and that, whatever. I said, wow, I had no idea that you had those issues. I'm really glad you told me this. And we talked about it. And I told them, we're going to get you a sheet of paper about 4 weeks before the race that tells you, to see, when customers make orders with you for that Sunday, you'll be able to tell them exactly how to get in and what the procedures are to pick up their orders, so there won't be confusion. And he was very happy with that, and he actually ended up signing in support, full support of the race. I don't know if you guys saw that, but basically I think it's a matter of, you know, communicating, knowing what the problems are. And actually, even though it was a lot of extra work, I'm glad we hit the road and went and talked to as many businesses as we could talk to, because it gave us some good feedback, and in many instances gave us information that we didn't know that was valuable. Because we want it to work for everybody.
How many people do you have signed up so far?
For the Geneva race?
Yeah.
We have none signed up. The registration is going up this week.
Okay.
So the registration for the whole 17 days series goes up this coming week.
Okay. So questions from the dais, Alderman Hill?
Yes, Andy. What was the reason, and I think I've heard it once, but I'm still not clear in my mind, of returning the 4th Street and 7th Street routes back to 3rd Street? I attended both races, and I thought they were very good, especially the one last year when it was 4th Street and 7th Street. But
well,
but what was the reason
for not again? Wanting to stay at 4th Street?
For not staying on 4th Street, yes.
Well, I can tell you this. If we ever do have any longevity with the race, it's got to be in an area where people are going to gather to cheer. And for us to get the numbers of riders for it to be a successful event and to tell their friends and family, hey, you got to come to Geneva, bring your family, it's awesome. There's cafes, there's restaurants, there's et cetera, that it's not going to work over by the school. And so because, you're going to get riders are going to come do their race, they're going to leave, they're not going to spend any time here, they're probably not going to spend a lot of money here. And it's important to note that the average household income of a bicycle racer is $134,000 a year. They have a tremendous disposable income. In fact, these bikes are between $3,000 and $25,000.
Don't give me that.
Yeah.
I want the answer of why you changed. It's not because the bikers make $134,000 a year.
But I'm just going to clarify. I got off on a little tangent, but I just want to clarify it, Mr. Hill. What I'm trying to say is they're going to come do the race, they're going to leave, and they're not going to tell their friends this was an awesome street and an awesome shopping district.
They're going to leave
anyway. No, actually, a lot of them hang around at a lot of races.
I'll bet you on that one.
Well, I'm not trying to argue with you,
You're doing by going back to 3rd Street is offending a certain percentage of our businesses. I don't know if it's 10%, 5%, or 20%.
Okay.
And that bothers me.
I understand, Mr. Hill.
And that causes problems for these businesses. And I think that we as a council have to pay attention to the businesses' opinions. And then the other question I have is, you mentioned that the people going to and fro church, the churches, There's going to be openings every certain amount of time?
Yeah, approximately every 2 minutes.
Every 2 minutes?
The riders will go
by. How long will those openings last?
Well, the openings will probably be a minute and a half to a minute.
A minute and a half.
Yeah.
And we can go to one of the two churches there, but I'll guarantee you that you're not going to empty very many cars out of the parking lot of any church anywhere in a minute and a half or 2 minutes.
Well, we have a church in Whitefish Bay that's got 2,500 members.
They drive fast.
And they've got an 11 o'clock. They've got an 11 o'clock service, and we coordinate really well to get people across and even back in.
Yeah.
And they're completely in the middle.
I'm afraid our drivers, and I go to a church where we have a parking lot, and I think our drivers are slower than the people in other towns.
Well, I think we can get them in and out.
Can you really?
I believe we can.
Good luck.
All right, thank you, Alderman Hill. Alderman Malaja.
Okay, I'll pick up on the church parking lot thing.
Sure.
So we know when your masses, we know when the church masses end. We know about how long it takes to empty out a parking lot. Can you stagger your races around that?
They said that the first service gets out about 10.
Is that 15?
10, 15?
So
would everyone be out by 10:20? Is that what you're trying to say?
The new people are coming in for 10:30.
That's the tricky.
I mean, we could start the race a little later too. I mean,
the question is, Reverend, how short is your sermon that day?
on that day.
On that day.
I think the real question is, what is the gap?
A minute and a half long window.
There's a minute and a half to a minute 45.
No, the question isn't what is the gap between the bicyclists going around. What's the gap between the races? Because there's a much longer gap between races.
Oh, between races, there's between 5 and 10 minutes. It depends on if they're behind or not.
So, at a minimum, 5 minutes. Rather than think about a minute and a half window between when the racers go around the cycle, Alderman Brown's got it. We know a window between races. If you can stagger those windows, plus or minus some margin of error, to afford people the opportunity to empty the parking lot and get out of Dodge, or actually,
when is the second? So you're asking is to take a break big enough to get them in and out.
Yeah, it looks like we need a break.
Right, I think that break is not like a half hour. It's probably not even 15 minutes necessarily. It's a short break.
Like from 10:15
to 10:30. It's not in the middle of a race. It's between.
Well, we could just totally wait to start the races till 10:30 too.
That's another possibility.
Yeah, I mean, and then and see if we can try and do the mileage so there's a break, possibly for the other one. We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah. So I was just that there's a.
But at least when you have them coming and going is probably more important too. You probably have the higher volume, so we would probably. I assume if we didn't start till 10:30, we would miss most of that.
I think we would be in and out.
Okay, so that would help, obviously.
And you got another out at 11:45, I assume.
Right, and if we can do a break at that time, we'll do it. If not, though, it's just the out people, and it's probably a lot easier to get them out than to get them in and out. I'm assuming.
If I was in the bike race, there'd be a lot of breaks. Stop frequently.
There'd be hour between.
between
I thought you raced 2 years ago. Right?
Between blocks.
Well, that's going to be in a citizen race.
Just a few questions. So to get your reason for shifting back to Third Street. So was it our experience last year that you just didn't get the crowds on 7th Street at the finish line?
Yeah, the ridership was down considerably. It was lighter. There's a lot of buzz in the rider community that, hey, it's not going to be on 3rd Street. They were really excited at first, hoping it would be on 3rd Street. And, I mean, the riders that came the year before. And, I heard comments like it's going to be at, the finish line is going to be at a school. And
I know, but I'm saying from the perspective of the finish line, as you look down 7th Street, I was there, and it looked pretty packed to me.
So. Yeah, there was a fair amount of people for the pro race at the end.
In the evening.
Yeah, but
also some of that could be due to experience, because I came out the first year to two races.
Yeah.
I came early, and then I came back later.
That's what happens a lot.
A lot more fun later.
Yeah, usually, like, even the people that come in from out of town, they're not going to just, if they come and watch their friend or family ride, but they want to stay for the pro race to watch the elite riders, what they'll do is they'll, go watch their family member, and then maybe they'll go get something to eat, and then they'll come back later, or they'll go shopping and come back later. That's been my experience doing
this. And they can still do that, because we are only a block away. So, Paul, you're over there somewhere. I think that one of the things that we could look into is doing more to let people know that the amenities that they seek are just a block away.
The only problem with that is, though, the Third Street, from our experience.
Oh, I know. If I was finishing, I would love to.
From our experience,
yeah.
The business downtown business district, like Kevin's familiar with Whitefish Bay. Mayor Burns is familiar with Whitefish Bay. And it's a downtown business district, and they've got the cafes and the restaurants and all the stores, and everyone kind of builds up on that street.
Right.
And it creates that synergy kind of all day. Let's go watch the race. Let's go in the shop. Let's do this. Let's do that. It creates that synergy. If you have it off the street, it's not going to create that. Plus, if you're a rider and you want your family to come watch you, it's easy for your wife or your husband to take your kids and go do something and come back 20 minutes later to watch the finish of the race if they're getting antsy. So it creates a lot more incentive for the riders, for their families, for the spectators to hang around. And they, from our experience, they will spend money.
Right. I understand the allure, but we've, as Alderman Hill pointed out, we've got a. So I think long term this race is a benefit to our town. I think that anything that attracts people downtown helps. It's just we've got to go through some sort of period of adjustment. It's only the third year. We've got to find the right location. We've got a lot of work to do. I'm not familiar with Whitefish Bay. Are you guys still in Beverly?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so where does the race go in Beverly?
Beverly is a residential area with a huge park, but they build a huge festival around it. And it's not an all-day event. It's just a pro race. It's our very first day. So it's a unique situation where on a Friday.
And then you were in Evanston?
We're still in Evanston.
Still in Evanston? Homewood. Where's that one?
Huh?
Where's that?
Downtown Evanston.
They're a little bigger than
we closed down downtown Evanston. But we've got, like the Orrington Hotel, we have a plan. Shoot people across the course to get people in and out of the hotel, things like that.
Okay. So most of your races go through business districts?
Oh, yeah. The most successful races are in business districts. Or they've had huge, they're tied in with a huge festival that's going on at the same time. And that's true all over the world, Europe, et cetera. But I will say, I think the first year was a learning experience for everybody. And if you remember, we got approval for the race very close to the race. And I think all things considering, it went very smoothly. But it was a good learning curve as far as for us and I think for the city as far as people's shopping habits and parking habits and things of that nature. And I really think, and this is just my personal opinion, that a vast majority of businesses can be happy, the residents can be happy, the racers can be happy, and still do it on Third Street. I just think, like you said, it's only been going on for 2 years. There was a learning curve. I think we're always learning, and I think we can always make things better and things of that nature.
Right, and it applies all around. I think that the merchants can learn more how to take advantage of the people that you bring downtown, how to tie into the bikes and stuff like that. We just don't have it yet. Sorry, that's all my questions.
Thank you. Alderman Cummings.
I had a couple thoughts. I would like you I think this issue of in and out of church is especially important. I'm convinced that we will not please all the merchants and we will not please all of the residents. Rob lives down on River Lane. I haven't been down on River Lane during the race, but I do hang out on South Street, especially the corner of 5th that turns on the south. It's very exciting. And over the last 2 years, people have set up picnic baskets and picnic tables and bottles of wine and water and food. We go to Joseph's and we get appetizers. We go to Wine Cellar and we get wine. And the whole two-block stretch there becomes a small neighborhood party. The community that a race like this establishes and reinforces, I think, is very important. And so one has to weigh the negative to a few merchants versus the positive of the community. And I think something that we're not thinking about is the positive to some of the other merchants that might not be here. Now, undoubtedly, there are some merchants that are getting hurt, but undoubtedly, there are some merchants that are doing very, very well. And we need to be cognizant of the fact that the net bottom line may be a positive for the city of Geneva in sales tax and in sales revenue and everything else. And I'm a proponent of this race. I'm a proponent of having it on 3rd Street. Aesthetics matter. Presentation matters. That finish line over on 3rd Street, start and finish on 3rd Street, means a lot. There's a reason that the Tour de France comes in on the Champs-Élysées. It's an incredible advertising venue. I know people that have come from out of town and then returned after they've been to the race, returned to Geneva. The thing that worries me is moving that many cars through a court. You know, these guys are not going 10 miles an hour, as you know. And that's what worries me. And if you can offer some flexibility, hint at some flexibility of sliding the start time of a race around the entry and exit, I think we would have a majority of the businesses happy, a majority of the residents, a majority of the residents attending church that day, and a majority of the racers happy and safe.
When Mr. Cummings, when I met with the office manager, Marla, we told her that the success of that day for the church was very important to us, and we had agreed to follow up with her to make sure that it was successful. In fact, is Kevin here? Can you come up here for 1 second? Kevin with Mill Race Cyclery lives right there. And he assisted the first year with getting people in and out. But we know for sure that we can start the races at 10:30, which would alleviate that first crossover. I think that's probably the biggest concern. We will definitely work with the church to see if we can do a break in between races. It's going to depend on the mileage, though. And I just can't tell you right offhand. But Kevin can tell you more on how it worked getting people in and out the first year.
That was on a Saturday, though, not a Sunday.
Correct.
So there was none of the Sunday traffic. But you've got to meet with all three of the four of the churches, whatever there is, not just St. Mark's.
Yeah, whoever's got any type of issue, we're glad to meet with. We did talk to two churches.
If there's
more that are affected, we
want
to talk to
them. I think there's three, isn't there, or is it four?
One, two, yeah.
You
got St. Mark's and you got three.
Yeah.
Which
one?
Right. Lutheran Church?
Yeah.
Church?
No, there's a third one. Unitarian Church.
The Unitarian Church?
Not parking.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Anybody that's got an issue, we're glad to talk to. We want to talk to and work with them to solve any problems we can. I mean, that's the goal. And obviously after, doing this race, any issue that comes up, we want to know about, and we want to work with people to address it. And I want to tell you, any of the businesses on 3rd Street, we gave them the opportunity to promote their business for free without even sponsoring our event. And especially people that felt that they were their sales were affected. We told them, if you have a special, if you have a promotion, tell us. We'll put an index card together, and we'll announce it for people to come to your business. It's in our best interest for people to have a good day, for it to work for everybody, and not to be inconvenienced as much as possible. Obviously, there may be a slight inconvenience here and there, but I do feel, from doing this for 20-some years and having one in the community that I live in, where I also have a business, a retail business, that day of inconvenience far overshadows the good that comes from that event.
Alderman Hill.
A question. You said you had offered an opportunity for local businesses.
Yes.
To have something from your organization promote the local business, perhaps. How can you give us details on
yes.
that? Is there going to be a PA announcement?
Yes, we have PA. I'm going to give you an example. The SRNTY Everyday and Jewelry.
Serenity and Jewelry. Serenity, she was just here and left.
Oh, she left already? I spoke to her personally in her business, and I followed up with a phone call personally because she was against it.
Yes.
And I told her in person and on the follow-up phone call that I understand you're against the event, but we want to work with you. We want to support your business. And if you have any special that day, if you have any promotion, we will be glad to work with you. And she's not the only person. I told this to almost everybody I spoke with. We will promote something you have going on that day. So if you want to put a table out in front of your business and you've got a certain sale going on, let us know, and we'll announce it on our PA system. So a few people, maybe four people, completely didn't want that. They didn't want the race. They don't want anything. And I understand, they don't, you know, that's their position. But the people that do want to seize that opportunity, I've talked to several businesses that do want to do a promotion and do want us to help them promote their businesses. And it was not asking them for any money whatsoever. It was just to help them and help us and everybody work together.
All right, any other questions from the dais? The only last thing I want to do then is thank you for your time.
Sure, sure.
Is like Paul come up, because I saw him making some notes and some frown faces there. So,
my brother Mike just want to say one thing real quick. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Heath had thought I had forgotten to say.
Real quick, let's go.
Thank you for your time, everyone.
I keep it to a minimum, but I just want to say that, I went around to, I'd say 70% of the businesses on three different occasions. And what I saw is some real true excitement about bringing them back to Third Street. People are really excited about it. Yeah, there's a few issues, but for the most part, going through anything that you want in life, it takes work. And there's been a lot of work put in by the city, by us, and by the community. I can remember the first meeting I came here this year and I met with Paul. I couldn't even walk through the door, and this gentleman was wearing a Super Week hat. I said, "Nice hat." He goes, "Yeah," and he didn't know who I was with. He goes, "Oh, yeah, this bike race is unbelievable." I said, "Yeah, it is pretty cool." I didn't even, tell him, I was with the bike race. But from a marketing standpoint, we're here to work with everybody. We're here to work with the churches. We're here to work with the city. Paul does an amazing job on behalf of the city as far as the detail and making sure things are done right. It took a lot of time and a lot of energy to try and shift it to a Sunday. From what I understood, that was the goal from the city. The last thing I was going to say is that we are, as Andy said, me being the marketing director, my goal and my role that day is to not focus on what's going on during the bike race, but my role is to actually walk in to businesses throughout the entire course, find out how they feel, find out what we can do that day. How can we bring you up on stage and talk about your business, actually getting them interacted? And, yeah, we're not looking for a check. We're looking to help people drive business that day. And the last thing that we talked on is that every city that's involved in our event gets a sponsorship. It's a branding sponsorship. Signage on the course, announcements promoting the city. 4 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was, I never been to Geneva. I came to Geneva. I told this story last year and the year before. It's an amazing city. Everybody in this room and everybody in Geneva should be proud of what they have here. And that's why we spend the time and energy that it takes in every one of our communities. But this is a really special place. And Third Street is a pretty amazing venue. And the backdrop for this venue over a period of time, I believe, is going to be the best race in our entire 17-day series. And if we can get the businesses to be more interactive, be open-minded, the sky's the limit. And that's all I'm going to say. Thanks again for all your time today. Appreciate everybody's input.
Thank you. Paul, you want to wrap this up?
I really don't. I was trying to make more notes about things that we need to work on.
I saw a little done maybe whatever on your face when I asked about the Geneva approving the them putting their logo up and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, that was, and there was we've an had email, this supposedly. Sort of ongoing since the beginning, and the first year I think we did have to be determined put on there. And yes, I will stand by the fact that I asked him to put tentative to be determined and not to say it's approved or that, and he said that we'll put it under construction, you know. But, and then we said as far as the logo, we have supported it before, you know, as far as that being there, that wasn't as big an issue as it was saying the race was approved when I told him it's never approved until the city council approves it. So, or disapproves it, whatever, you know, but there's some things. From most accounts, the day of the race, they operate a very good shift that they know what they're doing as far as running the race, a safe race in general. What I constantly work with them on is marketing and coordination and events. You know, how are the residents being handled? How are the businesses? What kind of things can we do? So I continue to try to raise the bar with things they can do that would help alleviate some of these situations. And they've tried to address some of those with us.
And there's no cost to the city for running this race. They cover all the expenses for...
That's correct. Any direct expenses to the city, which is our police and fire, you know, so, yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a roll call vote unless anybody has any other questions.
Can I have one more comment?
Yeah, come on up, Mike.
There are a couple of things I think we all can agree on. Number one, last year's race went seamlessly. No complaints. Our business was good. Everybody else's business was good. And the wrap-up meeting was all positive. The other thing is we all know that the year before, it didn't go so great, and that's what caused the change last year. The organizers would like to have it on 3rd Street, but they want to have it on 3rd Street because 3rd Street is a dynamic business district. It's a dynamic business district because it's dynamic businesses. From my perspective, 2 years ago when I was on 3rd Street, my volume went down 80%. I'm glad I'm not open on Sunday, because if I was, I'd have to close. I can't afford to take that kind of a loss. If it's on Sunday and it goes 4th to 7th, I'm all in favor of it. And I think virtually everybody else in this room would be as well. I understand from the race people's perspective, it's not as ideal because it's one block away, but we're not sending people to Timbuktu. We're sending them one block and it's still in the downtown. You move it to 4th Street, all your church issues go away. You have no complaints. You have a beautiful town. You still have all the advantages of the proposal that's being made, with the one difference being you're not going to get any dissent from any of the businesses. Please consider that.
Obviously, I see the advantages of moving to 4th Street, but I think the people are opposed to that. I'm not sure they gave Sam a direct answer on that, but why?
I have a question for Mr. Simon.
Yes, sir.
Mike, let's make a deal.
Oh, wow. Monty Hall.
Let's see if we can get them to move it to 4th Street, and you'd be open on Sunday.
If the city will pick up the tab, I'd be happy to.
You got to make some money on Sunday.
Try and make another deal, Sam.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Without any further, I'll give you a quick second here, but...
No, you have to.
You've got to hear you.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll be quick. My feeling is if we can get it to 4th Street, it is less objectionable, and to 7th, it is off the 3rd Street, and that way people who come from out of town will have the right to park on 3rd Street and enjoy the shops. So that would be okay with us.
Is there any chance of that happening? Andy.
I mean, we really have no choice. If you tell us that we have to move to 4th Street, we have no choice at this point to find another race location. But I will tell you, if it was similar to last year, which I anticipate it would, we probably wouldn't come back another year, to be honest with you.
Okay. That answers that.
Call the question.
I'm going to call the question, but if somebody wants to make an addendum to
the agenda. I think we have to address the question of changing the course.
Okay.
Right?
Quickly.
Well, you have a motion on the floor, so you either have to amend that motion or vote on this motion.
We have to do what?
The motion is to approve it as presented.
As presented.
Right.
Sunday on 3rd.
So somebody would have to withdraw their motion and make a different one to move it to...
That could be amended. The motion could be amended. All
right. The floor is open for a couple of seconds, and then we're going to vote.
I'll make an amendment that the race be conducted with the eastern boundary as 4th Street and the western boundary as 7th Street.
So now we need a second if that's something somebody wants to do. Otherwise, it dies for a lack of a second.
Seeing none, the motion fails, I guess. So now we're back to original motion. I'm just going to ask Stephanie to call the roll.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Nay.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
That's it.
So the motion carries 8-1.
8-1, correct.
All right, thank you for your comment. Move on. Item 4B, recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of license agreement with Geneva Green Market. Remember, it's not approved until next week. This is a city council meeting, so the formal approval is next Monday.
So move.
Second.
Any comments?
I just have a quick comment.
Yep.
If I may. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to say that I think that the Green Market is doing a superb job, and I hope that they continue to do so, not only this year, but in years coming and in the future. So I think they provide a good alternative to getting organic and gardening and...
I did want to bring out, obviously, you know who Connie Weaver is, and Connie Weaver is the president for the right. Geneva Green Market, and in case anybody didn't know, that's
okay, thank you. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Connie. All right. Any more questions? Seeing none, we'll take a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries 9-0. 4C, thank you, Connie, for staying so long. Recommend draft ordinance creating Title IV, Chapter 19, horse-drawn carriage operations, allowing a temporary license for Royal Carriages Limited to operate through January 2013.
So moved. Second.
A motion by Alderman Maladra, seconded by Rich Alderman Marks. Any questions? Seeing none, a voice vote will be acceptable. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries 9-0. Item 4D, recommended approval of Class E3 special event. Yeah. Yeah, but we already voted, but come on up anyway.
Gene, you're always
welcome. Are you going to take the hey, Ralph?
Hey, Ralph.
Yeah, come on, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a game on or something tonight?
Trivia at Stockholm's. Somewhere trivia night at Stockholm's at 8:15.
Jean Gaines, representing Geneva Chamber of Commerce. Just for the record, I want to tell you that we've worked with Royal Carriage for over 30 years. And if you remember, the city actually was a partner in that program too, because the city paid 25%, we paid 75%. We had the carriage through the summer months, and they sort of became our picture postcard. Seeing the carriage up and down the street was wonderful branding for Geneva. So I just wanted to tell you that they're reputable, they're wonderful to work with, they make fun for the people who are riding, and so they're a very good company to work for.
And they have three stops on the route that they can get on and off, only three. And what about festivals?
Well, that is a question that I presented to Paul today. What do we do about festivals, no matter who the carriage people would be? You know, when we're paying to bring thousands of people to town, it would be very difficult for a carriage to be taking up real estate and trying to earn a living then, too. But we usually pay them. It's complimentary rides during festivals, and certainly we would work with Royal Carriage on any of the planning
what
for
do you
festivals.
Think about Swedish Days? Should they be out
well,
of
I think even Lila agrees that Swedish Days is a very difficult time. It's very hard on the horses to move people through that traffic. It's in fact one of the reasons that they made the change at Christmas Walk, where they used to take Santa all the way to the stage, and because they didn't want the horse to be hounded by all this traffic, they thought of the horse first and said, "We need to turn at James. Santa will have to make his way to the stage by himself."
Everybody can walk.
But I think we'll work very well together, but I just wanted you to know what a professional company they are.
I think should the agreement say that they're not going to do Swedish Days, or they're just going to agree not to be here for Swedish Days?
I think that's something Paul said you were going to talk about and try and...
I know.
But I think...
But you can negotiate that with them, even though we've already...
Well, or the city can, you know, do that when they finish off the license verbiage, so...
I think
okay.
It would be wise not to have those horses on 3rd Street.
I agree.
Wasn't there another carrier that was doing something?
We've only used Royal Carriage. We've never used anybody else.
OK. Okay, I don't think that's what Ellen led me to believe this afternoon.
I don't know that there's ever been another carriage in town other than maybe weddings. Thank you for listening.
Gene is probably correct that as far as another carriage, there's probably only been this carriage. What we did receive was the interest of another carriage company that had expressed some interest in doing this in Geneva. My understanding is that carriage company is working closely with the city of St. Charles.
Okay. That's their name? Thank you.
If you want, I could bring some alternative language that would deal with during festivals and street closures as far as carriage stands.
I don't know that it's necessary as long as they agree to it, but if you guys tell me.
Just add, it does say that in our packet, allow up to two companies to operate subsequent.
Yes.
Correct.
So that's maybe where we got the impression that there were two
carriage companies that could possibly.
Right. That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's where I was.
Yeah, we talked about it, and we didn't want to just necessarily restrict it to one company. And so.
And these will be, if I may have the floor again, these will also be just reviewed after a year or two.
Correct.
So there can be additional.
Correct.
Whatever.
And, you know, part of it is just trying to determine how much market is out there. I personally think if one carriage operator is in the market, I doubt another one will come in, but I can't say for sure.
Because
and we have no application from them at this point. So.
Right.
Leave it lay for now. Dean, go ahead.
Sorry, this is a little after the fact, but I guess I'd like to know a little bit about the level of insurance that they carry. Is that a Royal Carriage that carries liability insurance?
Yes.
And what's the rider, what level of insurance are we requiring?
We have $1 million.
Why don't you come up and introduce yourself, Lila?
Was that not in the packet?
Their certificate is.
We've already presented a certificate of insurance to the city of Geneva. We have $1 million on, I think it's our average, and then the aggregate is $2 million, I think it is. My name is Lila Blanchard. I'm with Royal Carriage. I'm the manager of Royal Carriage. So.
Okay, the only reason I ask is because I'm very familiar with an incident that occurred 2 years ago in the 4th of July in a small community in Iowa where a team of horses spooked, no one at fault really, just an incident that occurred, 26 people injured, and the city's now faced community of 2,500 facing a multi-million-dollar lawsuit because of some of those injuries. Right. So when we have animals involved in parades and the level of attendance that we get at some of these types of events, I just stress safety and that every precaution takes place that possibly can. And then to make sure that we have a level of insurance that that's adequate to cover, an event that unfortunately occurs occasionally. So.
Well, one of the reasons that we really are in favor of keeping with Royal Carriage is that we are very particular about the horses that we use. We've been out here for 30 years now. We're very, I'm nervous. I don't know why, because I'm used to doing this kind of thing. But working with somebody who you've already worked with for quite a long time is very important because these horses are used to Geneva. They're very comfortable here. We spend a lot of time training them. So you already know what you're getting. This is no surprise. We've worked with you for a very long time. So.
I know that.
And I understand, horses are unpredictable. But
an animal is an unpredictable creature, and that a backfire, a firecracker, or anything can set an animal off. And I'm not against animals in parades, but I'm just saying it scares me when we have huge animals and we've got kids sitting on curbs, especially after what I saw. I saw the YouTube of this event, this disaster, and the impact it's had on a lot of people's lives. So,
most of the incidents that you will see where there have been accidents of that nature have been involving a team of horses. Generally, when one horse spooks, the other one's right along with them, and that's a lot of horsepower to stop. We do have brakes on the carriage. We do have very carefully selected horses that we use. We use only one horse at a time. And generally, what's going on in Geneva is not very crazy busy. The only time we're out here is during a parade would be Swedish Days, and even during Swedish Days, we have a firing squad right in front of us. I mean, that tells you a lot about the nature of and personality of the horses that we use. They're very tolerant of this sort of environment. Otherwise, we wouldn't even bring them out here. I'm not saying that's a guarantee that nothing will ever happen, but we take every precaution to make sure that we've safeguarded our passengers and the environment around us as much as we can.
Thank you, Dean. Question.
Yes, sir.
Do the horses wear diapers or something?
Yes, they do.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. That's a very big concern, sanitation, but as Gene will tell you, we have never had a complaint about anything being left behind and cleaning up after ourselves, so we're very careful about that as well. Our presentation and our appearance are very important to us, and the manner we present ourselves is a representation of the city of Geneva. Even though we don't belong to Geneva, we're not, you know, this is not a city-sponsored company. We really take pride in being a part of this city. We're very welcome here. I've approached people during the times that we've been here with the chamber about what they thought of us coming down to charge for rides, and we've had a huge interest in it. And I have a large following on Facebook, people that are asking me all the time when you'll be here and that sort of thing. So I think our being able to take part in a larger role here in Geneva will draw a lot of attention to the businesses here, and it'll be a very positive impact on the environment and the ambiance of what Geneva has to offer.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
If I may.
Come on back up.
Question?
Yes.
The breed of animal that you use, does that have any significance as to its nature?
Absolutely. Most of the horses that we will use in this type of business are draft cross or crossbred horses. The draft horses are generally a calmer nature, and so we look for that specifically so that they already have a good disposition and a very high tolerance for noise and people, and they're very friendly. We try to make sure that they're very well adjusted, and we do a lot of desensitization with them when they're young so that they get used to all kinds of things coming at them. So.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I apologize for doing that backwards, but it won't happen again for this meeting anyway. 4D, recommend approval of Class E3 special event liquor license and related public parking lot closure for Fox River American Legion Post 75, June 19th through 24th, 2012, Swedish days.
Move approval.
Second.
Alderman Hill, motion with Alderman Marks, a second. Any questions from the dais?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
My being a member of American Legion Post 75, I'd like to abstain from this vote.
Duly noted. Anybody else? Anybody from the audience? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? We have 8-0 with one abstention. 4E, recommend approval of Class E3 special event liquor license and related parking lot closure for Dam Bar and Grill June 21st through 4th. 2012. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Marks with a second by Alderman Maladra, I believe. Any questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries 9-0. 4F, recommend approval of Class E4 special event liquor license for Canty's Restaurant, June 19, 2012.
Move approval.
Second.
Alderman Hill, motion. Alderman
second.
Flanagan with the second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries 9-0. And 4G, recommend approval of E4 special event liquor license for Grotto Italian Tapas, so June 22nd and 23rd only, 2012. They don't want to go to the 24th from the 19th, but so be it. Any questions? So. Alderman Maladra with a motion, we need a second. Second by Alderman Cummings. Now, any questions? Gene, they only want through the 22nd and 23rd, huh? Okay. That's what they get then. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries 9-0. We're down to item 6, new business. Any new business from the dais?
Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Singer.
Thank you. I have 2 points I'd like to bring forward. First and foremost, I'd like to give a shout-out to Mike Buffington, our director of the electrical department, for his fine work in assisting one of our citizens over the weekend who was having some difficulty. And a call was made, and he was very gracious in extending his expertise as to a direction that this gentleman should take, and he was able to solve his issue and solve his problem. I'm very grateful for Mr. Buffington's going in that direction, and well, particularly over the holiday weekend as he did so. So should be have some great praise for that department and for Mike as well. The other issue is I would, on behalf of Dan Clark, who is a commander of American Legion Post 75 and its members, of which I am a member, I would like to show my gratitude to Mayor Burns and to the City Council for their graciousness in being able to promote and assist the manner in which our Memorial Day parade took place. It was just a marvelous function, a marvelous event, and I show great gratitude for that. I thank you, the members of this council, for allowing us to proceed in that manner. As well as I would like to thank the United Methodist Church because they were very gracious in bringing forward a nice breakfast for those members that engaged in their early morning activities on that Monday morning. And we had a very nice breakfast, which they were very nice in allowing us to have a nice pancake and sausage.
Was that complimentary for you, Alderman Singer?
It was complimentary.
Wow, how come we don't get involved in that?
become a Legionnaire.
Okay. Thank you. I echo the comments about the American Legion as well. They did a nice job. It was a nice day. And I'm sure Mr. Buffington will hear about this from Stephanie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Alderman Kilder.
I'd just like to extend congratulations to all our graduates. We have a large graduating class from Geneva High School, as well as a number of private schools in the area where we have Geneva residents that attend as well as, and also to all of our college graduates that will be returning to Geneva. We're probably back in town already, but we wish them well with their future plans.
Yep, hopefully they can land some jobs. Anybody else? Right, we have an upcoming meeting committee to hold June 11th, and I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Alderman Marks? Second? Nobody? We all want to say?
Second.
Alderman Flanagan. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Class dismissed.